Time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show, Minds Over Matter. This week, moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by teacher and cinematographer Cameron Shaw, and the San Francisco Chronicle columnist Leah Garchik. And here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. I can't speak tonight. I'm sorry.
All right, that's okay. Anyway, welcome to Minds Over Matter. We hope you can spare us an hour tonight because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we're welcoming your participation out there. It's a pleasure to have you back. If you're an old listener and if you're a new listener, welcome, welcome, welcome. Anyway, we'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. So all you have to do is settle back and give us a call. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is 415-841-4134. Or toll free. Yes, we have a toll free number at 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. Now, a little bit of new business. And the show has a new email address. So it's very important that if you want to keep in contact with me and the show email-wise, take this down, please. It is mindsovermatter, MINDSOVERMATTER 1. And that is the number one, the numeral. So that's mindsovermatter 1, the numeral. And that is at gmail.com. So please do not send emails to the old address anymore. As a matter of fact, I would love some of the longtime listeners and even new listeners, any listeners actually, to email me just to let me know that you know what the new email address is. So feel free to do that. Again, that is mindsovermatter, MINDSOVERMATTER 1. And that is the number one, the numeral, at gmail.com. So feel free to email and just to let me know you got that. But I'll be giving it out every week, but just wanted to let you know. So again, you're listening to Minds Over Matter. I also want to remind you that you can hear our show online anywhere in the world simply by going to kalw.org. That is kalw.org. And if you like a podcast of this show or listen to the podcast, that should be available reasonably soon after our show tonight, also at kalw.org and iTunes, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first. After spending the week trapped inside with children and due to the poor air quality, Cameron Shaw was thrilled to leave the house today to come to Minds Over Matter. It takes being trapped in the house with children to make the show look good.
That's not true.
All right.
I wasn't trapped at my house with children, I'll say that.
Oh, okay.
I was trapped at a school. All right, Leah Garchik went to hear a Litquake reading on Valencia Street last night, where the voice of the storyteller melded with the audible cry from nearby, "Get out of the street, jackass." I can't talk today either.
Smoke may be getting into our moderator, Dana Rodriguez's eyes, but he still feels lucky.
That's right. Alameda spared the worst. And our thoughts go out to everybody in the North Bay who's affected by the fire. And so we will begin with Cameron Shaw.
Okay. I seem to have a lot of multiple-part questions this time. All right. Please name the film or TV series that each of these humanoid robot species comes from.
All right.
Can you guess what movie I recently saw?
All right.
I have Cylons, Hosts, Mecha, and Replicants.
Once more.
Cylons, Hosts, Mecha, and Replicants.
I never see a science fiction movie. Never.
Not everybody's.
I am not any authority either, but I think I do know one, and that's Cylons, and that's the one with Lauren Green. whose name I will think of in just a moment. Okay. But it's the one that they remade later on. It will come to me.
Okay.
All right. So just to read the ones that are out there still.
Okay. Please name the film or TV series that each of these humanoid robot species comes from. Replicants, Cylons, Hosts, and Mecha.
All right. And I just dated myself by saying that I saw the one with Lauren Green. So, and Leah, why don't you go ahead too?
Okay. In these terrible post fire days, what 19th century event spread debris for 40 days all the way from the United States to the Azores?
You mean the event originated in the United States?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. 19th century.
You said debris, so it wasn't necessarily a fire, though. You didn't
I'm not saying.
Specify that.
Hmm.
Well, 19th century.
And it originated in the United States. Okay, mm-hmm. That's... I don't know.
You know, this makes no sense at all, but I'll guess the Johnstown flood.
No.
All right.
That's not the Chicago fire. Is it the Chicago fire?
Mm-hmm. What year?
Oh, God, I used to live in Chicago. I should know.
1871.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Give us another question. Please.
Okay, in keeping with that.
Okay.
What event in the 50s spread debris? I'm just going to say debris because that encompasses everything.
All right.
For 7,000 square miles.
In the 1950s?
Mm-hmm.
7,000 square miles. Well, how about the first hydrogen bomb explosion?
Mm-hmm.
1954. Bikini Atoll or whatever it was. Yeah. All right.
Nice.
All right, Dana. Do I get another question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'll give you one. I know you can't answer.
That's for
you've
sure.
Never answered one of these.
No, never.
The sports
ever.
Question?
No. No, I'm going to play the first phrase of a song backwards.
Yeah, wait till you hear this.
All right.
This is so easy. This one is so easy.
Yeah, you always say that.
Okay, this is the first phrase of a song, a couple of measures from the beginning, and I'm going to play it backwards. You play it forward in your head and tell me what it is. Okay. Very easy one today.
Could you
I'll do it again.
Say what kind of... did you say what kind of a song?
I'm not saying anything. Okay.
Well, my record is perfect. I've never gotten one.
That's, yeah. That is not how my brain works. Wow.
All right. Leave that out.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Gareth from Hayward.
Hi, Gareth.
I got a couple questions.
Mm-hmm.
My first one, what was the first James Bond film that premiered on network television?
The first James Bond film that premiered on network television.
Not counting Casino Royale, by the way.
Okay. What year was it?
Give you a clue. It was the first Bond film to make it big in the United States.
The first Bond film to make it big in the United States?
Yeah.
From Russia with Love?
No.
To make it big in the United States?
The one that came out from Russia with Love.
Oh, Goldfinger?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Here's my second question. Which two number one singles of the rock era, coincidentally, both number ones that are released on the same label, or featured on the names of cities?
So, what? Once more, Gareth, I'm sorry.
Which two number one singles that were instrumentals that had names of cities in its titles went to number one back to back?
So, what two instrumentals that
instrumentals.
The names of cities made it to number one.
During the rock era.
During the rock era. I was going to say Calcutta, but that's not.
No, that's before that.
That's before, yeah. During the rock era. That's not. What? So this is 60s, right? Gareth, this is 60s?
Yeah, it's from 55.
55?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. 55. No. No, we're not getting anything here. Sorry.
Give up?
Yep.
There were one in Antigua by Nelson Riddle, A Poor People Paris by Liz Baxter.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant that it had to be one title.
Well, I said Lisbon, but Antigua's not not a city, just Lisbon. That's it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gareth. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Let me give you a couple questions here. Today, October 15th, is the anniversary of the day the only Time Magazine Man of the Year to be shot as a traitor was executed. So who is the only Time Magazine Man of the Year to be shot as a traitor?
Wow, what a cool question in a weird way.
To be shot, so he was tried?
Tried and executed, shot, yes.
Executed specifically by shooting?
By shooting. Okay. So once more, October 15th is the anniversary of the day the only Time Magazine Man of the Year ever to be shot as a traitor was executed.
And what year did those Men of the Year start?
1927, okay. I believe. So,
okay.
Work on that. Yeah. So, once more, October 15th is the day the only Time Magazine Man of the Year to be shot as a traitor was executed. Who was this person? All right, second question. What is the only one-syllable capital city in Europe? What is the only one-syllable capital city in Europe? One-syllable name, capital city.
Is Bern a city? Or a capital, I'm sorry.
It is not.
Not, okay.
Rome. It's a capital. Uh-oh. Yes, they're all the Italian government buildings are there.
What is the only other capital city in Europe?
Okay.
And if you come up with something that's still not my answer, then I'm going to throw out the question. Besides Rome, what is the only one-syllable capital city in Europe? I'm throwing away that book that I found this in. All right, think that over. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is it Prague?
It is not Prague, no.
Okay. All right, first of all, I'd like to express my extreme sadness and condolence to all of the victims of this terrible fire. And I just like to say, most likely, as a scientist, I believe this thing started with falling wire, pigeon e-wire, which caused the initial fire, and then embers flew all over for miles and caused the rest of it.
Could be.
And we should demand from pigeon e, as other energy companies do in the East Coast, they should bury their cables underground.
I'm with you. Let's devote. I'm
please,
totally with
please,
you.
Please, yes. Because that's on the night, by the way. I could not sleep. It was so windy in Berkeley, I could not sleep the whole night. I thought the house was going to fly away. Really, it was. Very strange coincidence. Well, thank you for listening to that. Okay, I have two questions. Mm-hmm. Interesting questions. This country has three as many sheep as people. Which country?
New Zealand.
What is it?
New Zealand.
No. Which one?
Oh. Oh, they said New Zealand. It's not New Zealand?
No, not New Zealand. No, the 75 million sheep.
Andorra?
26 million people. Say it again.
Andorra?
No. Australia.
You're very close. When you said New Zealand, you're very close. It is Australia.
All right.
It is Australia. Second question, very quickly. All right. When the great French artist, Frederick Auguste Bertholdi, I have problem pronouncing his name, created the Statue of Liberty.
Right.
Okay, the Lady Liberty face was modeled not after an American woman. What was the model was the face of Lady Liberty, which we have today? What was the face? It was not an American woman. What woman? What country this woman was from?
Well, seems like I read something about this.
Yes, very famous story.
It's not. It's not. I thought it maybe was his girlfriend or wife or mistress or something.
No,
but,
I'm talking about country. Well, he was French, but this
but was
woman
it the,
who modeled
was it the
was not from was not French woman. No.
Wasn't the Liberty the French woman that they picture as Liberty?
Mm-hmm.
Whose name I can't remember.
What country he was from?
Oh,
it's really beautiful. I love that. Remember, I love that.
So, are you saying Egypt then?
Of course. Of course. It was modeled after Egyptian peasant woman. He actually went to Egypt, and he just was so... He was so just blocked with the Egyptian pyramids and the Sphinx and the huge statue. Remember, some of the statues in Egypt are over 100 feet tall, of Ramesses and so on. He was so enamored by it, he actually drew an Egyptian peasant, Egyptian farmer woman, and that's what you have in the face of the Statue of Liberty. Mm. Beautiful story. Just beautiful. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Sure, bye.
Why was his answer Prague wrong?
It's not the one Dana has.
It's not the one I have. And actually, the way that they pronounce it is Praga, so that would be two syllables.
Yeah, but it's Roma also.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. But I think your book needs to be.
Right. I'll throw out that question and unless I get the answer I like. Okay, and Cameron, it's your turn.
Okay. Who is featured on the cover of albums by the Ramones, Fela Kuti, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
That's right.
Bootsy Collins and The Clash. There's one person to be featured at some point on albums by all of those groups.
Is it a musical person?
No.
But it's a famous person.
It is a famous person, famous in multiple arenas.
In what general area are they famous? If that wouldn't give it away.
That might give it away.
Not Nelson Mandela.
No, but you're close. That is one of his arenas, the politics. So.
Mm-hmm. Gandhi?
No. It is an American person.
Oh, Martin Luther King Jr.
No. I just mean general politics, not necessarily civil rights.
So what are the four albums again?
The four groups are the Ramones, Fela Kuti, Bootsy Collins, and The Clash.
Well, Fela Kuti's African.
JFK? No.
But you're getting closer.
So, but it's somebody in public life / politics.
Mm-hmm.
Martha Mitchell.
Right. Is this done in an ironic way?
I would imagine it is ironic. I can't speak to their intentions, but yes, I would imagine at least the Ramones and the Clash, it would be ironic.
And it's a man.
Yes.
Kind of ironic. Richard Nixon?
No, but you're on the right track.
Spiro Agnew? Lyndon Johnson?
No.
All right. All right. Well, we're on the right track at least.
Yes.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
The first question, which was about science fiction, Westworld?
Yes, the host.
And was the first thing. And now, did these have to be robots?
They are all humanoid robots.
Humanoid robots.
Yes.
Well, that knocks out Stargate 1.
It does.
The last one, Bonzo Goes to Bitburg. Reagan.
Yes, it is.
For
Reagan.
For Fela Kuti and the Ramones, mm-hmm. yay. And Bootsy Collins.
Yes, indeed.
Right.
Okay.
Good job.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. And Leah, you go ahead.
Okay. I have a rhyming triplet. And so I'm going to give you three clues, and the answers are words that rhyme. Okay? A hood is the first clue. A concave cavity is the second clue. And a piece of braided matter is the third clue.
Hood, concave.
Cavity. And a piece of braided matter.
And you're looking for answers that...
that rhyme.
With each of these...
Right.
Okay.
Hood. How do you mean hood? A hood as in the hood of a car, or, the, or a hood as in a juvenile delinquent or something?
I'm going to leave that for a while. I'll tell you later.
All right. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Roland from Bernal Heights.
Hi, Roland.
Hey, so back to your first question about the science fiction.
Yes.
Cylons or Battlestar Galactica?
Yes, they are.
Thank you. I couldn't remember that.
Yes. Lauren Green initially, and then Edward James Olmos, I think, was
indeed.
The reboot. Replicants are, of course, Blade Runner.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've seen the sequel, don't say anything that would spoil it.
I would never.
And then Time Magazine Man of the Year shot as a traitor.
Yes.
Could that be Mussolini?
It is not. Mussolini was never a Man of the Year.
Okay. How about Ceausescu was my name?
He was hanged anyway, wasn't he?
Mussolini was hanged. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, he was shot.
I think. You're right, Roland. He was shot. Then he was hung up to show the crowd.
Right.
Right.
And I'll take a guess at the rhyming triplet. At least is it knave, cave, and I don't know what the third one is.
Oh, that's really interesting. No, it's not, but that's very clever. Because you mean hood meaning hoodlum. I can tell you it's not that meaning of hood.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I have a couple of questions for you guys. I've been watching the press secretary briefings. I got to start thinking about press secretaries. The official designation of press secretary really kind of started in the 1930s, so there haven't been all that many of them. Here's a simple question about press secretaries. Which press secretary, there may be more than one, but there's one that I know of, was also a Baptist minister?
Oh, Kleindienst?
No.
Wasn't he?
He wasn't press secretary.
This is a White House press secretary who had a Doctor of Divinity, was a Baptist minister.
Oh, so one of Nixon's guys, wasn't it?
Well, the only one I can think of for Nixon is Ron Ziegler. It wasn't Ron Ziegler.
There's
another guy who did time, I think, who was...
And then Herb... Was Herb Klein? No, that's not right. So, was this for Nixon by any chance?
No, earlier than Nixon.
Earlier than Nixon, okay. So Kennedy is Salinger. And then
I'll say later than Kennedy.
So JFK. I don't remember who it was.
Later than Kennedy, earlier than Nixon.
Then it's obviously Johnson. So well, Bill.
I meant LBJ.
Bill Moyers.
Bill Moyers.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Bill Moyers.
All right.
I meant.
That's right. I was a pastor of a Baptist church in Texas.
Okay.
And then here are the two main questions I was going to ask. Who had the most press secretaries during their time, and who had the fewest press secretaries? So there are two people who had five press secretaries, and there are three people who only had one for the entire time they were in office.
Who was Jim Haggerty? Was that
Eisenhower?
Eisenhower?
No.
Or
you already mentioned one of the press secretaries.
Salinger was one.
JFK only had one.
But he had such a short time in office.
JFK, I think, had a couple. He had, let's see, I wrote this down. He's not on my list as someone who just had one.
Okay, let me think. So give us your question once more, just so I want to be clear.
Who had the most press secretaries? That was five, and there were two people who had five. And who had the fewest? There were three people who had one. And you already mentioned the name of one of them.
So did Nixon only have one?
Nixon only had one
Ron
the
Ziegler,
entire time. That
okay.
was Ron Ziegler.
All right. And Reagan had at least three.
Reagan had three, that's right.
Brady, who was shot, and then So, but one had five, huh?
One had five. Oh, and you're right. You're right about Kennedy. Salinger was his only one. So there are four. Only had one.
Let's see. I think Obama had two or three. I know at least two. Maybe three. Yeah, probably three. And
what about Clinton?
For having five. Clinton had five. He's
excellent.
One of the two.
Good.
Did Carter have one?
Carter had one.
Right.
Jody Powell.
Good.
George W.
So you need one person who had five and one person who had one.
Five.
Did George W. Bush have five? I'm just thinking of time in office.
No. This person inherited their first press secretary from the previous administration.
So Truman had five?
Truman, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Really? Okay.
And then just looking for one more with a single.
Did Eisenhower have only one?
No, and I think I might have... you may have said it a minute ago. I thought you were saying Bush for having five.
I was, but...
Okay.
All right, you
did
better...
he only have one?
Just gave it away. He was the only one, other one, Fitzwater. He had Fitzwater his entire time.
All right. So fill in the rest for us. What was it?
No, you got it.
Okay.
So people with five press secretaries, Truman and Clinton. People with only a single press secretary, Kennedy, Nixon, Bush Sr., and Carter.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. The two numbers to join us here with a question or answer are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. Our panel tonight is teacher and cinematographer Cameron Shaw, columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle, Leah Garchik, Zuntine. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And, of course, you are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. And is it my turn? Did you just do one?
Yes.
Yeah, you did. Okay. All right. Then, let me give you a following up on my earlier question about Time Magazine Man of the Year. What I'm going to do is describe, without giving the names, some various Time Magazine's Person of the Year. They call them Person of the Year now. So I'll describe something about them or something to do with them, and you tell me who they are, okay? So, again, I'm looking for the Time Magazine Person of the Year that these things would deal with. Number one, this person had an iconic building named after them.
Chrysler?
Yes, Chrysler. Let me go through the list first. Yes, Chrysler. Walter Chrysler, by the way. And so, all right, move on to the next thing. We'll start with the number one again. All right, number one was the only sitting judge to be the Time Magazine Person of the Year. The only sitting judge. Number two was the only emperor ever to be the Person of the Year. Number three, the only person overthrown by the CIA to be Person of the Year. Number four, the only Speaker of the House to be the Time Magazine Person of the Year. And number five, the only chairman of the Fed to be the Time Magazine Person of the Year.
Could you say the fourth again?
Sure. Well, I'll just go through the whole list once more. So I'm looking for the Time Magazine Man of the Year using these descriptions. Number one, the only sitting judge ever to be a Time Magazine Person of the Year. Number two, the only emperor ever to be Person of the Year. Number three, the only person ever overthrown by the CIA to be the Time Magazine Person of the Year. Number four, the only Speaker of the House to be the Person of the Year, and the only chairman of the Fed, the Federal Reserve, to be the Person of the Year. So I'll give you each one guess.
Is the sitting judge Lance Ito?
It is not.
Oh. Was the Emperor Hirohito?
It is not. So, and?
Oh, should it? No other guesses.
Not at the moment, anyway. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi. This is Janosch of the Richmond.
Hi, Janosch.
Judge was, I forgot his first name, Judge Sirica.
Judge Sirica, John Sirica.
John, right.
Right.
Did you get the answer to the executed man?
We had not.
Well, funny thing, I spent 2 years studying the matter, and I still don't know just what happened. It was Pierre Laval.
Pierre Laval, the former premier
of
France.
He was prime minister before the war, and right. Then he was in the Vichy government.
Right.
And he really tried his best, but eventually he was executed. While at the same trial, Marshal Pétain was not.
Right. It was because of his age, I think, they didn't execute him.
They even let him keep the title. I have a question about opera, even without the key participant in the panel. Puccini wrote Girl of the Golden West, and we are going to have John Adams's Girls, plural, of the Golden West. And I have two questions. One, I don't have the answer, but I think there is another pair of opera with a name and then another opera by another composer, plural, of the first. Huh. And I know there is, but I don't know. I cannot remember what it was, so maybe somebody will remember.
All right.
I do know the other answer, which is the question is opera is a plural word. Of what singular?
Oh. Interesting.
Is that clear, the question?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So opera itself is a plural word.
A plural.
What is the
and
singular?
What is it the plural of?
Operum?
Operus? Operandi? No? No.
Is it?
Maria would know this.
Right.
I'm turning it over in my mind.
It's Latin derivation, right?
Yes, of course.
So I'm thinking memorandum.
No. Operandi.
No.
Would the singular be a longer word than the plural?
No. What does opera mean?
I do not know.
If you know what it means, then you know what the singular is.
No, we do not know.
Give up?
Yes.
Okay. Opus.
Oh.
Opera is work, and opus is work. For some reason, opera, the music, is the plural of opus.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Okay. Thanks, Janosch.
Janosch, what opera was... he's gone. Okay.
He didn't want your question.
Never mind.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7. Hope you're enjoying the show. We're going to repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. So, Cameron, you go ahead.
Okay. In my science fiction question, I am looking for the name of the film or TV series that the Mecha robot species comes from. And my Ronald Reagan question was answered. That's it.
All right. And Leah.
I'm looking for three rhyming words that are the answers to these that define these descriptions. That's what I'm trying to say. A hood, a concave cavity, a piece of braided matter.
So the three answers
will all rhyme.
Okay.
Right. And then here's a backward phrase. Tell me what the song is.
No. One day I'll get one. And let's see. So I still have a couple people out of my Time Magazine Person of the Year. Who is the only emperor to be the Person of the Year, Man of the Year? Who was the only person who was overthrown by the CIA? Who was the only person who was a Speaker of the House? And who was the only person who was the Chairman of the Federal Reserve? Who was the Time Magazine Person or Man of the Year? And other than Rome and Prague and probably a bunch of other cities, what is the only one-syllable capital city in Europe? And I think that's it. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, yeah, this is David in Oakland.
Hi, David.
Hi. I have a few guesses, at least.
Okay.
So I didn't hear, was the person on the cover of the albums already guessed?
Yes, it was.
Is it Malcolm X?
No, it was Ronald Reagan.
Oh, it was. That was my second guess. Okay. So for Dana, for yours, for the cover, was Haile Selassie the emperor?
Yes.
Okay.
That's Haile Selassie. I'd be very good.
Right. There you go. And then the Fed chair, was that Volcker?
It was not.
It was not Volcker.
It was not
okay.
Volcker.
Okay. Was it Alan Greenspan then?
It was not Alan Greenspan.
Okay. But I'll leave that one alone. Mm-hmm. And then overthrown by the CIA, was that Mossadegh?
It was Mohammad Mossadegh. Okay. Right.
All right.
Good.
And then I have two questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
The time. Well, one's going to go on Janos's question. So so he mentioned that Opus is the singular of opera.
Right.
So what do these words have in common? Opus is one of them. Opus, dangerous, marathon, pint, and wolf.
Opus, dangerous, marathon, pint, as in the P-I-N-T?
Yeah, as in the two cups.
And wolf as in the animal?
Exactly.
Opus, dangerous, marathon, pint, wolf.
It's something, I don't want to say unique, it's something very uncommon in the English language.
Very uncommon?
Very uncommon.
Huh. Very uncommon.
There may be, I think, 14 or 15 words in the language, of which this is true.
Are these, well, no, that's not right. I was going to say do they all come from a unusual language origin?
No.
Okay. Opus, dangerous, marathon, pint, wolf. And you think there's only about 15 examples of this?
Something like that. I'm not sure of the exact number.
I'll take your word for it.
Does it have to do with the age of the words?
No.
Hmm. Huh. They all have this in common. Can you give us any other hand on it?
Sure, I can give you. Well, I'll give you a couple of more words that mm-hmm. are fit in there.
Okay.
I'll give you two, and if I give you the third one, it'll give it away.
Okay.
All right.
So purple.
Oh.
And silver also.
Oh, they don't have rhymes.
Yeah.
Exactly. They don't have rhymes.
And orange.
Yeah. Well, orange was the one that would give it away.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Good.
And then one more question, if you have time.
Huh? Go ahead.
So, according to 538, the name Riley has a strange distinction in the United States. And that's the first name, Riley.
The first name, Riley. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Doesn't Paragon rhyme with marathon?
No.
No.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
No. Dr. Seuss book.
Yeah.
That's about my level of poetry.
So the first name Riley has a distinction. Is that because it's become a popular name for girls?
Something along those lines.
So it's formerly a boy's name has become a popular name for girls.
Followed a little farther down the road.
The most popular former boy's name that has become.
It is the most evenly divided.
Evenly divided.
Men and women.
Okay.
It's 51% male and 49% female.
Interesting.
It's not Cameron? Yeah. Okay.
That won't last, but yeah.
Well, you know, nothing does.
All right. Thank you.
You guys have a good night.
Okay. Appreciate it. And Cameron, I think it's your turn.
Okay. All right. I guess I have enough time for this. What are the 10 longest-running comic strips, and what is the only one to still be produced by its original author?
Oh, the original author.
Or at least partially produced.
You mean the longest-running of the 10 or the longest-running comic strip that it's still produced by the original author?
I have a list of 10 longest-running comic strips, and then... one of them is the current, as far as I can research, the current longest-running comic strip to be still produced in part by its originator.
Well, so do these comic strips have to still be running? Is that, did you say
they
that?
They are still running, although
maybe in
there
one
was
paper?
One that I found, yeah, that it's
like the Cotton Jammer Kids, for
is
instance?
Still running, yes, and that is one of them.
Okay.
That is the oldest, apparently, that is still running.
Right. And I don't think Orphan Annie is anymore.
Orphan Annie was the one that I got conflicting information about.
All right.
But that is on the list,
okay.
Yes.
Prince Valiant?
Prince Valiant, yes.
Gee, if Jerry was here, he'd know all these things. Let's see. Prince Valiant. Dennis the Menace?
Dennis the Menace.
Oh, I thought it had to be a strip.
It is a strip. Yeah.
Well,
it's one pane, isn't it?
Is it?
I think that.
That's an interesting.
Yeah,
question.
That is an interesting distinction. I guess I'm counting the one panes.
That's a strip.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll stop. Why don't you repeat the question?
What are the 10 longest running comic strips to still be in at least one paper running? And what is the longest running comic strip to still be produced in part by its original author?
Can you tell us how old
now.
That one is?
That one originated in 1950.
Okay. Did you read an article about this? There was something in one of the... What magazine? Oh, it was in the New York Times, wasn't it? About that place in Connecticut where all the comic strip authors kind of used to live in like one big neighborhood, a lot of them. And it was a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you got it from there because I didn't read the article. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in San Francisco.
Hi, Peter.
Would you repeat your question about the single syllable capitals of Europe?
Yes, I've been proven wrong a couple times already. But I'll give you the besides Rome and Prague, what is the only one syllable capital city in Europe?
Is it Bonn?
No, that's not the capital anymore.
It's not. All right, I have a couple questions for you. I missed out on all the sci-fi robots, but. What TV series by an acknowledged master of the sci-fi genre featured the Talons?
Talons.
They were not robots, by the way, but they were...
Getting thrown by the acknowledged master of sci-fi.
So this was a series. Was it an American series?
It's an American TV series by one of the foremost masters of the sci-fi genre in television.
What decade was the series on?
It was on in the 80s, I think.
The 80s?
Possibly the 90s. Actually, I think it was on in the late 90s.
But they were not robots. They were just invading, or they were a foreign alien race.
They were not part robots.
Right, okay.
They were see-through.
Oh.
Transparent.
Huh. No, we're
yeah,
not getting
I don't
it.
Know.
I'm sorry.
Well, the official title of this series is Gene Roddenberry's Earth Final Conflict.
Oh, all right. What about that?
And one more question.
Okay.
What very, very famous person who just died about 3 weeks ago altered their will to cut out all six of their sons?
Very famous person who died a couple weeks ago.
Is it... Hugh Hefner?
No.
All six of their sons. Huh. Very famous person. Is this an American person?
An American, yes. All six of the sons from the first marriage.
Hmm. What area is this person famous in?
Comedy.
Jerry Lewis?
Yes.
Ah. Very good.
Wow.
That's all from me.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
Good Appreciate night.
It. Good night. And Leah, I think it's your turn.
Okay. It was all ready for you. Come in. Okay. What else that most people have in their backyards was invented by Henry Ford?
Charcoal briquettes.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
That might have been Edsel Ford, not Henry Ford. But
no, Henry.
Was it Henry?
Henry, yeah.
Okay, go ahead. That's fine.
I had a whole bunch of questions about...
charcoal briquettes?
No, about inventions.
Oh.
Oh, how was the microwave invented?
Well, the way you asked the question makes me think that it was invented for not the purpose that it ended up being used for.
That's an incorrect assumption.
All right. How was it invented?
Mm-hmm. Sounds like maybe it was an accident.
As many things are.
Yeah, but that's not specific enough.
All right. Leave it out. Repeat the question, if you would.
How was the microwave invented?
And can you tell us when it was?
I can't.
Oh, all right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, everybody. It's Tom in Oakland.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. The microwave, I believe, I can't remember what it was invented for, but I remember that the scientist had, like, placed a chocolate bar near the emitter and noticed it melting.
Yeah, he walked by with it in his pocket, and it melted.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Is that good enough?
Yeah.
All right.
Good enough? Yay, I get a bell.
Good.
Let's see. And the charcoal briquette Kingsford was the, I don't think it was Ford specifically, but I think it was like somebody named King who worked for him who came up with the idea.
Oh, King.
Oh, and that's
Kingsford.
The name is the last part of it is.
Hmm. Oh, interesting.
Thank
yeah.
You.
And you know where the briquettes came from?
They were leftover pieces from the Model T and Model A, weren't they?
From the shipping crates.
Oh, the shipping crates? Okay.
Yeah, the wooden shipping crates that they used for parts.
Well, they used to use the wood inside the cars, so I thought maybe it had something to do with that. But, yeah, okay.
And see, the only Speaker of the House for the Time Man of the Year, is that Tip O'Neill?
It is not.
No? It's the Fed Chairman Bernanke?
It is, Ben Bernanke. Very good.
Hey. Is the capital city single syllable, is that Minsk?
It is Minsk, yes. Minsk, yeah, Belarus. Good.
And I'm going to take some guesses at the comic strips. Is Beetle Bailey?
Beetle Bailey is, yes. Is
And is that the one with the still written by the original?
It certainly is,
good.
Yes. Mort Walker.
And then I guess to go along with them, how about High and Lois?
Not High and Lois.
Oh.
There are.
I think Beetle Bailey is related.
There are five left out. You know,
Blondie.
Blondie is on there, yes.
Yay. All right. And then let's see. Oh, and Leah, is your song, is it, isn't it, I can't remember the exact title, but the one, De Lovely?
No, but you're kind of in the right, it's part of the American songbook.
Songbook, right, era, some Cole Porter or something. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll never get
probably earlier than that, actually. But
then,
you would know
one.
It.
Mm-mm. Not Stardust, is it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well. Let's see. And then I've got a question about names in the United Kingdom. Apparently last year there were no babies for the first time in hundreds of years that were named this. What I think of as a common quintessential British name.
Ethelred.
Was there ever a king or a queen named this?
No.
Nigel?
Very good.
Oh.
Ooh, very good.
Wow.
Very good. And then I also read that this week, what was termed the world's least necessary airport opened to commercial flights. Do you know where that is?
Oh, that sounds a little familiar. It's outside the United States, isn't it?
It is.
Least necessary airport. What part of the world is it in?
It is in the spherical part of the world. It's in an ocean.
In the Antarctic somewhere?
No.
It's in an ocean. You mean it's attached to
in other words, it's not on a continent.
Okay. Is it the South Pacific someplace?
Yeah. Yes.
It's like the...
I hope so, unless my geography...
Tuvalu or the... Oh, I don't know. I'd just be guessing. Go ahead.
Okay,
tell us.
Yeah, it's St. Helena.
St. Helena. Oh, no, St. Helena's...
Yeah, the island.
That's
South Atlantic.
South Atlantic, yeah. Yes.
Oops. Yeah, I got my geography
That's all right.
wrong.
That's
I'm
okay.
sorry.
I wouldn't have got it
anyway.
Take
away one of my bells.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Bye.
All right, Leah, I have a word question. Well, I should say Leah and Cameron. But so what is the longest word in English with letters in reverse alphabetical order? There are 9 letters in this. The longest word in English with the letters in reverse alphabetical order. There are 9 letters. I don't know, I probably shouldn't have given this to you with 10 minutes left in the show, but I can always hold it over until next week if nobody gets it.
Hmm.
So, once more, this is according to the Oxford English Dictionary. What is the longest word in English with the letters in reverse alphabetical order? There are 9 letters in the word. And while you're working on that, in the meantime, I will take a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is it me?
It is you.
Hi, it's Alec in San Francisco.
Hi, Alec.
So I've been eager this whole show to tell you that Mecca comes from Robotech.
I have it as coming from AI, artificial intelligence.
Oh, well, Robotech
you
used
could be
that
correct
word
as
way
well.
Back in the 80s. So
okay.
I think it's kind of a traditional
All
Japanese
right.
word.
All right, I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
Guess it's for the comic strips. Henry?
No.
Henry, yeah, I like that, though.
Gasoline Alley?
Gasoline Alley is on there, yes.
Good job.
Barney Google and Snuffy Smith.
No, I was surprised by that one, but it is not on the list that I was using.
Thanks. Leah, I want to tell you that I have 2/3 of a rhyming triplet that I think is worth giving. So a hood in Britain is a bonnet. With that in mind, braided matter is a sonnet, and I'm so pleased with that. That I want to say that a concave cavity is a dronet, of course.
No, that's wonderful, and your pride in it is totally justified, but it's not the answer I have in mind.
Yeah, there's no such word as dronet. Okay, and you said it's from the Great American Songbook. I know my guess about your song, which is Taps, is wrong.
No.
But I wanted to tell you guys that, because Dana seems to have forgotten, he did get one of those within the past couple months.
Oh, did
so
I really?
You blocked it out of memory as you went through. You, did,
right.
you seemed underwhelmed. I was cheering for you.
I guess I just take pride in my loserdom.
Oh, what kind of mentality is that? All right, question for you.
Yes.
The term sword and sandal is often used to describe the genre of adventure films based in classical or biblical times that was big in the 50s.
My least favorite kind of movie. Yes, go ahead.
But this genre also has another name, which comes from a short garment that was a frequent costume in those films.
Toga?
What is that name?
Tunic?
Tunic? Toga?
Nope. Toga?
It is a tunic-like garment.
Hmm. You mean, I can picture what you're talking about. It would go down to their, like, mid... Just above the knee, the Romans would wear, and it had sort of a fan, like a Venetian blind kind of look about it.
yeah, you know exactly what it is.
You can picture Charlton Heston wearing.
Yeah, right.
Is it button on one shoulder or so?
Both shoulders. So it's a Latin name, if that helps you guess.
So it's not a tunic, it's
not a
toga. Not a breastplate or anything like that. It's not a... I want to say skirt. It's not skirt, obviously, but I know what you mean, though. But it's the name has not come down to mean an article of clothing today, has it?
No, I only have ever heard this word in connection with these films.
Okay,
I think it's just for snobs who don't want to call them sorted.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm not one of those. no, I'm afraid we don't know.
It's P Peplum, P-E-P-L-U-M.
Peplum.
It's definitely still a term in fashion, but I don't think it's used to mean that anymore.
No, a peplum.
What does it mean?
A peplum is kind of a short, flared bottom of a blouse or the top garment that goes over a skirt. You'd wear over a skirt or over pants, and it flares at the waist.
Yeah, it's kind of like artificial hips.
Yeah, right, right,
yeah.
That hasn't changed too much then.
Some of us don't need those.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
So I guess it still sort of means the same thing.
I've never heard it.
Right, neither have I. I've never heard the movies referred to as that, but it doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means I haven't heard. And next question. Next call, I should say. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
As the last Time magazine excluded person, it is either Timothy McVeigh or Saddam Hussein?
No, neither one. The only one we have left is Speaker of the House.
Okay. I'll just like to make a comment. When the Statue of Liberty was made originally, it was made for Egypt to celebrate the opening of the Suez Canal. But the navy of Egypt refused it for whatever reason. So the maker salvaged it by giving it to America instead.
All right.
So it was sloppy seconds for us.
Yeah, that's right.
It was sloppy second for us, yes. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Eve.
Have a good day.
All right. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Well, let's see. I lost out on Haile Selassie and the other one. But is the Speaker of the House Sam Rayburn?
It is not.
Is it Tom DeLay?
It is not.
Well, struck out. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is it me?
It is you.
Oh, well, I'm calling for all the Swiss that were snookered a little few minutes ago.
Uh-oh.
There's two capitals in Europe, and the second one is Bern.
That's what I said.
That question is cursed.
Yeah.
Aha.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You have it. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Time to clean up here. What do we got? Cameron?
Okay. I guess I gave away the last humanoid robot species was Mecha from and I said it was from artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. And then I have the 10 longest running comic strips. The ones that were not gotten were BC, Dick Tracy, and Brenda Starr.
Huh. All right.
I believe that's it.
And Leah.
Okay. Here we go. Wait, sorry. Restart.
When you're smiling? Okay. All right.
Okay. And the rhyming triplet.
Uh-oh.
A hood is a wimple, a concave cavity is a dimple, and a piece of braided matter is a crimple.
Oh.
Ugh. Wimple, dimple, crimple.
Mm.
I was nowhere near that.
Oh, boy. And I think I'm going to hold on to my letter question. And I won't answer that. And the only one I have left is the only Speaker of the House who is ever the Time Magazine Person of the Year. That's Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich, yeah, I know.
I didn't remember he was Speaker of the House.
He was. And let's see. If we didn't get your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. It's been our great pleasure to bring the show to you. I thank our panel tonight, Cameron Shaw, teacher and cinematographer, Leah Garchik, of course, columnist of the San Francisco Chronicle. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. My thanks to Steve Wilcott and David Latuli for handling the board and phones, and of course, our great thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and joining us here this evening at 7. We hope you will also do that next Sunday at 7 as well. So have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.
You're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.